You have to be careful not to be attracted by the variety of books in a bookshop. It is very easy to enter the shop looking for a book on, say, ancient coins, and to come out carrying a copy of the latest best-selling novel, and perhaps a book about brass rubbing, something which had only vaguely interested you up till then. This volume on the subject, however, happened to be so well illustrated, and the part of the text you read proved so interesting that you just had to buy it. This sort of thing can be very dangerous. Apart from running up a huge account, you can waste a great deal of time wandering from section to section. Booksellers must be both long-suffering and indulgent. There is a story which well illustrates this. A medical student had to read a textbook which was far too expensive for him to buy. He couldn't obtain it from the library, and the only copy he could find was in his bookshop. Every afternoon, therefore, he would go along to the shop and read a little of the book at a time. One day, however, he was dismayed to find the book missing from its usual place and was about to leave when he noticed the owner of the shop beckoning to him. Expecting to be told off, he went towards him. To his surprise, the owner pointed to the book, which was tucked away in a corner. "I put it there in case anyone was tempted to buy it," he said, and left the delighted student to continue his reading.